Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy 12, 13, 14 today. It's December 13th, 2014. Right? So we've been all excited that we could do 12, 13, 14. Haven't you guys all been excited about that? I think it's cool because, again, we're not going to see anything like that again until probably the year 2100. Because think about it. There can't be a 13, 14, 15 because in 2015 because there's no 13 months. See, there's only 12, 13. See, you get it? You get it? So, this is pretty cool. You can possibly have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, you can't do that either. No, this is very unique. In fact, a lot of people are getting married today. Because 12, 13, 14 is going to be on their, you know, wedding invitations. And now I've been married almost 18 years. I'm not, you know. I've been asked, would I ever renew my vows with my husband? I don't think we need a renew of the vows. I do like the idea of getting presents. I think that's always kind of nice. You know, you throw a party. Honestly, that's what the renewing of the vows is. Whenever someone's like, oh, you know, we're renewing our vows and we're getting married again and we're having the kids walk us down the aisle, it's just another way to get presents. It's a cool idea, you know, because I run out of reasons to have parties. You know, we're going to have a Christmas party next week. You know, I've had birthday parties. We've had some bar mitzvahs. We threw a party when the kids got circumcised. If my husband gets a vasectomy, I'll throw a party. And when I have to retire my IUD, we'll probably put a party up for that. But other than that, you know, you start running out of reasons to have a party. So maybe we will renew the vows. I think it's a great idea. Although I'm going to probably want to add a couple other things for my husband to say in his vows. Okay? So, like, you know, I shall not, or thou shall not. I mean, I don't know if the vows are supposed to be in biblical terms. Would probably want to do like a Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings type thing. So I'm sure would have a vow. I'd probably have my husband dress up as Aragorn or Legolas, because that's pretty sexy, right? But I'd probably have him say, you know, thou shalt not mess with the thermostat. And, you know, let my wife have the temperature of the room the way it should be. Thou shall not keep the window closed in the bathroom after I drop a deuce. Thou shalt, you know, I would probably write my husband's vows, because there's a lot of things that he claims he promised me before we get married that ain't happening. So I think that's good. And I probably would have a lawyer present. Why not? You know, I have a lawyer there to make sure. I mean, if we're going to renew our vows and we're going to spend a lot of money doing that, then I want to make sure that it, you know, their vows. I mean, they're you know, don't you hate that? You write something down for, and somebody says, well, it's not worth the paper it's written on because it wasn't written by a lawyer. You're like, really, really? Because it wasn't written by a lawyer, it won't fly. I've written so many things using legalese. You know, like, for example, I'm writing a letter to my radio boss asking that they pay me per word spoken. I would make a hell of a lot more money than I do now. Think about it. If I get paid per word I say on national air, I think that's reasonable. I don't know, maybe $5 a word, something like that. I just made $50 right there. See? So I'm writing the letter saying to whom it may concern, right? That's kind of nice. Dost thou under false pretense excluded but not limited to the Dr. Dahlia Show, compensate for no less than $5 a spoken word. And then I throw all this other legalese stuff, and I'll probably cite some articles, maybe even some of the Obamacare articles in there, you know, make it sound really, really judicious. And really, really, yeah. And I mean, it may work. See, I don't have the money to hire an attorney to do that because I'm still not getting paid for spoken word. But if I do, then I can hire an attorney. So listen, attorneys, okay, if you really, really want us to hire you to make our wedding vows or to try to negotiate with our radio network bosses, I would suggest giving us some freebies with the promise that we pay you. No, 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 not retainer. None of that retainer stuff. Yeah, you go through the retainer like nothing. With the promise to pay you a percentage of what you get us. Kind of like an agent. So, for example, then I would ask for $6 a spoken word and give you $1 per spoken word. See what I mean? That's a pretty good deal. I really should have been an attorney. Isn't that brilliant? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. After the break, we are going to be speaking to infectious disease specialist Deval Shaw. This guy is incredible. He does, like, everything. So we're going to get to talk about his infusion center, some of the cool infectious disease he gets to see. No, he's not my personal physician. I have no infectious disease currently that I know about, although I am sure... positive that I'm brewing some sort of lactobacillus as we speak, but we won't go there. Wound care, etc. So we're going to talk to Deval Shaw. We're also going to talk about how, unfortunately, vaping has now claimed its first victim. We have a toddler who has died from liquid nicotine poisoning. You know, some of them are colorful. Some of them look like they're fruity, and unfortunately, we had a toddler. Not we did, but there's been a toddler death due to that. We've been telling everybody to cut your salt, low salt diet, dash this, dash that. Well, it looks like you should take a dash out of the house away from sugar, because sugar may be worse for your blood pressure than salt. Yeah, we're talking blood pressure, sugar. All right, Not a good thing. Everything is anti-sugar now, as you can see. Some of us may drink too much. Well, there's a new cell phone app that will tell us that we've had too many drinks. And then this was a article that caught my eye. They say, according to science, men do the dumbest things. Now, I don't know about that. Whenever I ask my husband, you know, does he do dumber things than me? He says the dumbest thing he ever did was marry me. So I can never have that conversation with him. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So joining me right now is Dr. Deval Shah. He is a magnificent physician, and he's got some really, really cool stuff to talk to us about because he manages infectious disease, wounds, you know, those diabetic foot ulcers. I tell you guys all to get treated. So first of all, welcome, Dr. Shah. Hi, Deval. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Wag. Thank you for inviting me to the show, and it's my pleasure.
Anytime. So tell me, you are a specialist in infectious disease. What kind of cool stuff do you get to see?
Well, we see all kinds of diseases. Mainly we treat very complicated infections in the hospital, and when these patients get discharged, we see them in the office. We manage bone infections, encephalitis, meningitis, and complicated pneumonia. Those are the main thing. We do manage parasitic infections, HIV, hepatitis C, and wide range of diseases.
You know, are you seeing a lot of the, like for example, I know there's a lot of rare types of parasites and things like that that you could get from Africa and, you know, Europe, et cetera. Do you see that, or do you see more a lot of the MRSA and the things that we see here in America? I guess my question is, what are some of the more esoteric things you see?
So we see a lot of MRSA infections. We have a very high number of community-acquired MRSA in Las Vegas, and we see a large number of patients with MRSA infection, whether it's MRSA skin infection or respiratory infection. We also see parasitic infection, infections of the with the tick bite. Lyme disease is one of the biggies that we see a lot of patients with Lyme disease and help them to recover with a combination of IV antibiotics and nutrition supplements. We do see parasitic infections in patients returning from Africa and other foreign countries. Yes, we do see a lot of different variety of diseases.
So, you know, you and I practice in the same city. We both practice in Las Vegas. And definitely MRSA is still out and rampant. What do you usually infuse? What do you do in your clinic for the typical MRSA patient?
So, first thing what we do is that we try to practice evidence-based medicine. We try to take the culture and identify that whether it's the community-acquired MRSA or hospital-acquired and what it is sensitive to. There are some oral antibiotics like Glinda, Bactrim, Doxy would work well. If that doesn't work, we go to Zyvox, which is also oral, and the next step would be IV antibiotic with vancomycin, which we do on a lot of patients, and that usually works very well on MRSA patients.
Mm-hmm. Are we still recommending that family members do bleach baths and put Bactroban in their nose and rectal area?
Yes. One of the reasons people get MRSA infection because people get colonized with MRSA on their skin, their body fold in the nose. So we recommend them to apply Bactroban cream in the nails twice a day, 7 days, and then use a special soap called HibiClean that will decolonize their bodies in conjunction with the antibiotics. And we run outpatient infusion center, which is open 7 days a week, and where we can bring the patient, give them antibiotics, that way avoid this patient going to the hospital.
I love that you practice in Las Vegas because my patients have used you and loved you, and they love the fact that you're open 7 days a week. You infuse, talk a little bit about what you infuse and what type of things you notice a lot of patients need in terms of infusion.
Okay, so I'll give you a patient scenario. You practice family medicine. Let's say you have a patient in your clinic who is a diabetic and has a now lower extremity wound that is not healing. So if this patient gets referred to us, I'll see the patient same day, do the wound culture, identify what infection it is. If this patient already has failed antibiotic by mouth, then I'll put a line, caustic line in the office and start infusing IV antibiotics to advance wound care on this patient. And one of the other things that we can do on this patient is hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Mm-hmm. Where patient goes in this oxygen chamber and breathe oxygen at a very high concentration under pressure, which stimulates the growth of new blood vessel, covers the wound with the skin called epithelialization. And we have produced some amazing results over last year where patients were not have non-healing wound for 6 months, year. One patient had for 3 years. And we healed his stem within a month.
I think it's phenomenal. The hyperbaric oxygen was starting to be used and studied when I was in training. So that was about 15, 20 years ago. And it was very, very expensive. There wasn't a lot of access. I think there was only maybe one chamber in the city at the time. And I think it's phenomenal that you have this. A lot of my patients and listeners are diabetic. And these diabetic foot ulcers are extremely scary because it could obviously lead to osteonecrosis, osteomyelitis, amputation. Describe what you do for the average diabetic foot ulcer.
So we have a program where when a diabetic patient comes, we work with them. The number one thing, we help them to control their sugar and make them well-controlled diabetic. We like sugar, so does bacteria like sugar. And when there is a high sugar, the wound usually doesn't heal. So that is number one thing. We talk to them about make sure that their circulation is good, and we do circulation study in their leg. And if there is an issue with the circulation, we are multi-specialty clinic. We have surgeons, vascular doctor, infectious disease, podiatry. So we arrange revascularization on this patient. There is a wound that is not healing. We use the right wound care product to help the wound healing. We give proper IV antibiotic to decrease the bacterial load in the wound, which will allow the wound to grow. And ultimately, if there is a need, we put people on this high pressure oxygen chamber, mm-hmm. and that will help the wounds to heal faster. So basically, it's a multi-specialty approach, and everything gets done at one place. Patient doesn't have to run to radiology to get x-ray or PICC line. We do it in office. We do blood draw in office. We have in-office pharmacy, so we dispense all medications from the office. And patient come to us, everything taken care of in the office.
I also love...
We have a nutrition...
Yeah, I see that. You have nutritionists. You teach them also about, like, Medifast, which my husband lost a lot of weight on. And I also love you do nerve conduction studies. A lot of my diabetic listeners have neuropathy. And that, unfortunately, can precede some of these ulcers. So I think that's phenomenal, as well as you check their circulation, too.
Yes. Also, these patients, many of diabetics have weight issues. They are... overweight, obesity, and we have recently launched a weight loss program where we help the diabetic patient to lose weight medically, in which we give them HCG injections, tablets like pentamine, a diet plan, which is specifically designed for individual patient based on their need of diet, and usually the weight loss is significant. Patients do very well.
Amen to that. Dr. Shaw, how can people find you?
Well, they can call to our office. Our office number is area code 702-968-2437, and research teams will be able to get inpatient same day. We are contracted with every insurance. People can go to our website called CIDSinfusion.com. And fill out a new patient application form and make appointment.
It's great, great. It is. It's a beautiful office. And I'll have that information on my Twitter and Facebook. Dr. Shaw, we're out of time, but I really appreciate you calling in and kind of teaching us about some of the cool stuff you do. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Talia.
No worries. All right, guys, when we come back from break, let's talk about that sugar being worse than salt when it comes to high blood pressure. And what are we doing wrong? I'd like to tell you guys what you all are doing right, but it's Christmas time, and it's all about sugar. I love it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I realize some of you would prefer that Dr. Shaw, who we just had, infectious disease specialist, host the show from here on out because you guys finally learned something after I've been on air for almost 6 years. But can you please not rub it in? Okay, one of these days I will sound as intelligent and as well-read as Dr. Shaw. But for now, you guys are stuck with me, okay? And we're going to talk about sugar, okay? And we're going to talk about men doing, let's say, the study coming out saying men seem to do stupider things than women. Now, it's the Darwin Awards. You guys have heard of those. Okay. Now, like I said, my husband said the stupidest thing he ever did was marry me. So, I don't know who's stupider, me or him. So, let's talk about sugar, though, being worse for high blood pressure than salt. Sugar is getting probably the worst rap. Now, over the last 5, 6, 7 years, we've started to realize that it's not all about the fat, but it's all about the carbs. And we've been realizing that our carbohydrate intake can not only cause us to gain weight, but mess with our metabolism such that we can't lose weight. We also come to find out that a lot of the sugar we're eating, the confectionery sugar, the sugar on our candy canes and our cupcakes and our little Hanukkah chocolate gelt, and I don't know, the sugar and the eggnog, etc. This stuff can turn around and just line our arteries, making it very sticky, making it very gooey. And yes, gooey is a medical term. Researchers from St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute and Montefiore Medical Center is now saying that sugar may actually have a stronger impact on high blood pressure than even salt, and most specifically fructose. All right? Now, why would we think that sugar would hurt more than salt? Well, I told you guys about salt years ago, where salt can definitely raise blood pressure, but in only certain patients where that's why their blood pressure is high. Remember I talked to you guys about how some of you have high blood pressure for other reasons? Maybe your heart rate is just too fast. Maybe your arteries are starting to stiffen. All right, you see stiffening of the arteries, the hardening of the arteries? Okay, sugar may cause that. Maybe it's your angiotensin renin system that is going a little awry so that you're kind of clamping up. And not your cheeks, you're just kind of, your blood vessels are kind of clamping up inappropriately, and you're having blood pressure spikes. And so you notice a lot of people that increase salt will be more water retainers. And water retention raises blood pressure, definitely. But you may have other more insidious causes to your blood pressure spikes that have nothing to do with your water retention or the salt itself. And even though the salt can be linked to a variety of other systems in your body, it may not be as big a culprit. Dr. Francesca Cappuccino at the University of Warwick says the emphasis on reducing sugar and not salt is disingenuous. Both should be targeted. I know, see, that's a big word. I'll start speaking big words soon. Both should be targeted at population level for an effective approach to cardiovascular prevention. He says the shift in attention from salt to sugar is scientifically unnecessary and unsupported. So basically, they want you to cut, you know, salt still. All right? But we're forgetting that sugar can be a culprit. And so we have here data from the National Diet and Nutritional Survey in England suggests that most adults and children eat more sugar than recommended. The World Health Organization recommends sugar should be less than 10% of your total energy intake per day. So that's about 50 grams of sugar for the average adult. I had 50 grams of sugar probably with my toothpaste. I mean, this is some scary stuff. The American Heart Association is suggesting limiting the intake of added sugars daily to half of your discretionary allowance, which means 9 teaspoons of sugar a day for men and 6 teaspoons a day for women. Oh, I am feeling so discriminated against, it's not even funny. All right, you know, I don't understand. Why does my husband get more sugar? The funny thing is my husband isn't really as into sugar as I am, which is great. So if there's a piece of chocolate, he will always give me the bigger piece. Yes, he knows, because I get mean. All right, we have the British Medical Journal examining the winners of the Darwin Awards. I guess the Darwin Awards happen to those of us who have injured ourselves or unfortunately have died due to poor risk assessment skills. And they found that 88.7% of the Darwin Award winners are male. Very, very interesting. Now, the person who did the analysis was, I think, Ben Alexander Daniel Lendrum, and his statistician father. Oh, his father is Dennis, I guess. So they're pretty smart because they're the ones that figured this out. Anyway, the Lendrums defined idiotic risks as, quote-unquote, senseless, where the apparent payoff is negligible or non-existent, and the outcome is often extremely negative and often final. And apparently they have a male idiot theory, they say. I don't think I like that, though, term. According to the male idiot theory, MIT, they say, many of the differences in risk-seeking behavior, emergency department admissions, and mortality may be explained by the observation that men are quote-unquote idiots, and idiots do stupid things. He says, in this paper, we present evidence in support of this hypothesis using data on idiotic behaviors demonstrated by winners of the Darwin Award. Okay, first of all, men, don't change. I love what you do. And because you do it, I don't have to. So I know I can't speak for all women, but I am grateful for some of the things you do. I mean, who would have thought of building a skyscraper? Okay? I mean, my guess, and no insult to women, but I bet it was a man that said, why don't we be up 127 flights, stories and make this building as tall as possible? You see, there's some gutsy stuff. See, we women are nesters. A lot of us women. Okay? And it is our job to be protective. We are always thinking about the protection, the safety, the warmth. You know, my husband, a lot of times, is really, really good with the here and now. I am too busy thinking about next year, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. I am always worried about the future. So who the hell is thinking about the here and now? You know, so I'm like, okay, well, I got to make sure that we have groceries next week, and I got to make sure that the kids are getting their nutrition because I want to make sure they don't get diabetes later. And he's like, when are we going to feed the kids now? Don't they need to eat now? No, I'm too busy thinking about this. So, you know, while I as a woman am worried about the nest and making the nest comfy and cleaning the nest and making sure the nest is provided for and all that other stuff, you know, my husband is the one going, there's a spider coming into our nest. I'm like, well, kill the spider. And then he goes and he kills the spider. I mean, it's gutsy stuff. It may be stupid to go after the spider the way he goes after the spider, but he's a man. And I think it's pretty cool. I think it's a turn on, too. You know, honey, we need the Christmas lights. Why do we need Christmas lights up? We're Jewish. I want Christmas lights. I want lights on the house, but I'm going to fall from the roof and hurt myself. No, you're not. It's going to make the kids happy. The neighborhood's going to like us. They're pretty. I got those things at Walmart where they're icicles, and the icicles kind of float. They're pretty. And I'm like, well, you got to put them on. So I'm again thinking. I'm thinking of the neighborhood. I'm thinking of the community. I'm thinking of the economy. I'm thinking of that. Yet my husband is the one that goes up on the roof, so I'm grateful for that. I guess this team ran an analysis of 20 years of Darwin Award winners. All right. And, of course, they looked at the ones that died, et cetera. And they found that only 36 women got Darwin Awards. 282 were men. I don't really have, like men drinking more alcohol. Men, I don't know, bungee jumping without wearing a jock strap. Things like that. I don't think that makes them idiots. I just think it, they're a little bit more rambunctious. Let's use that word. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI, or of course you can email us at drdahlia.com with your questions. Harlan writes, Doctor, I'm a diabetic, good control, hemoglobin A1C 6.1, but I'm definitely afraid of forming an ulcer on my foot. Please discuss how to prevent getting a diabetic foot ulcer. Great question, because we were talking to Dr. Shaw earlier on the show about the diabetic foot ulcers that he treats. You know, I'm freaked out about diabetic foot ulcers because my father had one right before he had a heart attack. It healed up. He had this foot ulcer for months because he had diabetes, and his diabetes wasn't even that bad. I mean, it really wasn't even that bad of control. But he had a foot ulcer. He lived in a different city than I did, so I had no idea, because, oh, you bet, I would have checked my dad, you know, thoroughly. I would have checked his prostate, everything. But, you know, my dad, he didn't want me to do, you know, anything. He's like, you know, leave me alone, baby girl, leave me alone. You know, I was just baby girl. So, you know, I left him alone. I mean, I stayed in Nevada. I didn't go down there like I should have. But he had a foot ulcer, probably healed up about a week before he died of a heart attack. And I kind of blame the foot ulcer for his death, because what happens when you have infection or inflammation or the need to heal? Well, it's inflammation, and inflammation could put you at risk for, you know, a heart attack. And even though I should blame the diabetes, he never smoked, his cholesterol wasn't that bad, his blood pressure was in good control, I think just everything all together, you know? Nah, it wasn't my mom. Being married to my mom, no, it's not that. I mean, a variety of things. Everything probably combined. But I still have in the back of my head, did that foot ulcer, you know, do him in? And it healed. It healed up. I remember my mom calling me going, you know, his foot ulcer is all gone. I'm like, good job, Mom, you know. So foot ulcers are pretty, pretty scary. And why we call them a foot ulcer is it's an erosion of the tissue. So you lose the epidermis, could go down into the dermis, and it unfortunately can be deadly in and of itself, because now you have a port for infection. Your skin is a barrier, and that skin is supposed to prevent other infection from coming in. But your body, when you're diabetic, is sweet, and bacteria love to feed on sugar. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Now, how do you get a foot ulcer? Is it just the diabetes? Well, if you're diabetic, a lot of times you're going to have neuropathy, where you're not going to have real good sensation of that foot. You know, call it peripheral neuropathy. So you can maybe step on a little rock. You can maybe be blistering your foot with a new shoe. You can maybe be putting pressure on an area and just not realize it. And if you're not checking your feet, all of a sudden you get a little bit of a crack or a little bit of a port there, bacteria get in, etc. A lot of times we have structural deformities of our feet, all right? Bad bunions, some of us with a certain metatarsal subluxations, where some of the joints are a little bit, more pronounced. Anyway, those are pressure points that can, unfortunately, when they hit a shoe or something that's not used to an average foot looking like that, those are pressure points that can unfortunately start to erode. A lot of diabetics don't have good blood flow. So if you don't have good blood flow and you have peripheral vascular disease, you're not going to have good blood flow cleaning out the bacteria or the infection or the inflammation. Hence, there's more time to brew. You got a lot of stasis, etc. And so, you know, not only is it being diabetic, but the complications with diabetes. I would suggest a lot of things to prevent this from happening. Okay, so number one, if you have a foot deformity, you know, even if you don't have diabetes, get it fixed. Don't be walking around with real bad bunions or real bad metatarsalgia or other types of foot issues causing you to have pain or limping, etc. Get the feet looked at. You know, B, if you don't know if you have peripheral neuropathy and you can't feel the bottom of your feet, etc., get that checked out. Get that looked at. Okay, make sure you are, we use this little monofilament thing so we could tell, we could just feel a little baby brushing of the feet. I'm ticklish. I'm like, no, please, no. I don't let anybody touch my feet. But unfortunately, you're not being able to detect that filament sensation on your feet could indicate the presence of you having peripheral neuropathy. So you want to make sure you're getting that checked. Don't cut off your own calluses. Don't try to mess with your own hammer toes or your nails, etc. If you have foot issues, let a foot specialist deal with that. Stop smoking. If you're a smoker, stop. All right? Because that means you're going to be cutting off very good, strong blood flow to the foot. And not having good blood flow is an issue. Avoid trauma, that kind of thing. All right? But you got to take care of your feet. You got to look at your feet. If you're diabetic, look at your feet. All right? Because the earlier you nip a little cut in the butt, it won't erode to the point where you have an ulcer. You got to look for breaks of skin. You got to look for areas that rub a lot. Maybe you're going to have to cut open your shoes or get a better diabetic shoe. You got to look for signs of infection. Let's say you hurt yourself. Let's say you do cut yourself. You got to use antiseptic and clean it off, or soap and water. Clean it off. Use a good protective cover, etc. The AustralianPrescriber.com has a real nice breakdown of why people get breakdown of their feet with diabetic ulcers. They talk to you about self-care, washing your feet every day. Make sure you get in between the tippy toes. You don't want your feet to dry and crack, so you want to use a good emollient, some sort of a lotion that kind of keeps moisture in and doesn't let the foot dry out. The nails, again, nails are tough. You know, you want the nail edge to be a little bit longer, and don't let that eat into the skin, because we don't want the ingrown toenails. Even the most ingrown toenails, the nail is more at the base where it's ingrown. Unfortunately, when you cut your nails, that could institute a little bit of inflammation, cause the nail to change, go under, and unfortunately, people can get some real bad distal ingrown toenails, okay? Some of you will use a pumice or a loofah or something to scrub the dead skin off your feet. Exfoliation is a good thing to do, but make sure you aren't, though, making yourself bleed. Make sure you're having at least a foot doctor teach you how to do it. Don't be walking around barefoot. I love walking around barefoot, but don't be doing that. Also, if you got some toenail fungus or foot fungus, get that treated. Okay? I mean, you don't have to be chronically having infection, etc. And then when you wear shoes, okay, don't try to get the little skinny, cute little shoes, okay? If you need wide, get wide. Make sure there's plenty of toe room, all right? Make sure you have firmness to it so you don't have looseness. If you have new shoes, I would say, get them bigger. All right, I know it's tough, but new shoes, a lot of times being tight can be an issue. I would maybe only wear a new shoe little bits at a time rather than being in them all day. Like maybe start an hour a day, something like that, okay? But preventing foot ulcers is life-saving, so good for you. I really good for you for asking about that. All right, you guys got to be careful with the vape liquid. A toddler accidentally ingested liquid nicotine, and he is the country's first fatality that we know of as a result of overdose from the toxic vaping fluid in electronic cigarettes. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Just after 4 p.m., apparently police officers were called to a one-year-old boy's home in Fort Plain, New York. He was found unresponsive. They don't know what transpired, but they know he imbibed the liquid nicotine. And unfortunately, because it was a diluted, it was toxic, deadly. One teaspoon, that's all it takes to kill a young child. Smaller amounts may cause vomiting, blood pressure dropping, convulsions, inability to breathe, etc. And some of the flavors are cotton candy, gummy bear, etc. Some of them have colorful packaging. Some of them smell good. But the containers have not been required to be childproof. And there was no childproof cap on it. Really, really sad. All right, and they're finding that the exposures are increasing. So if for those of you that vape, please keep them away from the kids, okay? And watch your kid. Guys, we'll talk to you on Monday. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.